أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. Dear viewers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In our previous session, I was talking about trustworthiness. I talked about the importance of this moral principle, as well as it is different functions and applications. This session will be devoted to a new moral quality. I will be, inshallah, talking about the principle of justice. The principle of justice is a very familiar principle throughout the world. Every nation, every community, and every tribe is familiar with this concept in one way or the other. Politicians make use of this principle. Moralists or moral teachers focus on this principle. Economists and social reformists are also focusing on this principle and advise their followers to support this principle and to make use of it in their lives. All ideologies in all religions unanimously agree that the principle of justice is a very vital principle. It cannot be overlooked. It cannot be put aside. We must adhere to this principle, and we must try to apply it in our day-to-day life. Here I'm not going to touch the opinions or theories expressed by other religions or sects. What we will be, inshallah, talking about will be the theory presented by Muslim scholars in this regard. And before we touch the ideas of Muslim scholars, we will, inshallah, talk about this principle and talk about the importance of this principle from a Quranic point of view. Before talking about anything else, we must know about the importance of this principle. Is this principle very important? Should we pay attention to it in any way we can? Or can we overlook this principle? What is the reality? Let's have a look at Quranic verses. Quranic verses will give us the necessary directives in this connection. This is the Holy Quran that says in chapter Nahl, verse number 90, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيْتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَالْبَغْيِ يَعِذُكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذْكُرُونَ. Allah enjoins the doing of justice. God orders Muslims to do justice. Do justice in your dealings with others. As we mentioned before, it is not necessary that you should do justice only to Muslims, or you should do justice only to your friends. No. Be just to everyone. Be just even to those who are hostile to you and who do not accept your principles. So Allah enjoins the doing of justice. This is one thing. In the doing of good to others, it is one of the favorite things of Allah the Almighty. And Allah the Almighty advises us and tells us to do good to others. In ita'iz al-qurba, and the giving to relatives, you are supposed to give to your relatives something in the forms of gift, present, assistance, anything else. But don't forget about giving something to your relatives. So these are the positive things. And there are some other principles that are negative in a way. وَيَنْهَا عَنِ الْفَحْشَى. Allah the Almighty forbids indecency. He tells us not to approach indecency. To do an indecent thing, Allah the Almighty does not like anyone to do indecency. Allah forbids doing evil things. Evil things are also among the things that are prohibited by Islam, and Islam does not like such things to happen. Wal-baghi, and of course, Islam also does not like transgression. Don't commit transgression. Ya'izukum, Allah admonishes us. These are good pieces of advice Allah gives us. La'allakum tazakkarun. This is all that you should not forget about your duty and about your responsibility. This verse is a very important verse. It touches different issues. The first thing that can be said about this verse is that it gives us some six principles. The first three principles this verse is talking about are the affirmative principles, or you can see the positives. In the next three principles, or the negatives. The first three principles advise us to be just and to do good to others and to help our relatives. These are all positive things. These are all affirmative things. We must be mindful of all these duties. In the next three principles or the negative principles, they forbid us from doing certain things. They prohibit us from carrying out certain things. It forbids us from indecency, doing evil deeds, and committing transgression. So these principles are the negative principles. So this verse is a very important verse. It carries and it includes three positive principles and three negative principles. All these principles are very much important. But what matters a lot to us here is the principle of justice. This is one point in regard with this verse. Another point that can be raised in regard with the interpretation of this verse is that it talks about justice on the one hand in doing good to others, or ihsan on the other. So the question may arise as to what is the difference between adl and ihsan, or to put in English, what is the difference between doing justice and doing good things? Are they two different things, or are they the same? According to some traditions, in some Islamic documents, the principle of justice is different from the principle of ihsan. Ihsan is something more than justice. When you do justice, you do what is essential. You do what is necessary. But when you do ihsan, or when you do favor to someone, you do some extra thing. You do the thing that is not a part of your obligation. You do a thing that is not a part of your duty. It is something that is in addition to your duty. And that is why some traditions say that justice falls within the realm of wajibat, or obligatory things. You will be just when you do your obligatory duties. And you will be muhsin when you do mustahabbat, or recommended things. The things that are not necessary, but if you do them, it will be good. So that is the difference between the principle of justice and the principle of ihsan. The third point that has to be mentioned in regard with this verse is the meaning of zil qurba, as I translate it into relatives. You see, there is a difference among the commentators of the Holy Quran in these connections. Sunni commentators usually translate zil qurba into relatives or kins. But some Shia commentators, based on traditions, say that here zil qurba refers to the progeny of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. The meaning of zil qurba is that it refers to the family of the Holy Prophet. In other words, we are supposed to give something to the family of the Holy Prophet, to speak and to use the terminologies here, we must pay our homes, one-fifth of our wealth or our income to the family of the Holy Prophet. So this is one of the views that is current in Shia tradition. But to sum up, we can say that there is no much difference between these two opinions, because the opinion expressed by certain Shia circles is just emphasizing on certain instances of the meaning of relatives. Maybe the family of the Holy Prophet is one of the instances of relative. But we cannot restrict this verse to the Holy Prophet, though the family of the Holy Prophet is the best example of zil qurba. But we cannot restrict and we cannot limit the concept of Zil Qurba to the family of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. This is what we conclude in this connection. The fourth point that has to be mentioned in regard with this verse is the cause of the revelation of this verse. Why was this verse revealed? As to the cause of the revelation of this verse, it is said that Usman bin Mas'un, who was one of the companions of the Holy Prophet, a very famous person, it is said that his embracing Islam was weak. In other words, it is said he did not accept Islam wholeheartedly. It seems as if he had some doubt in regard with Islam. But he says that when he heard about this verse, and when this verse was revealed to the Holy Prophet, and the Holy Prophet declared this verse, and Usman ibn Maz'un heard about this verse, his faith about Islam became very much firm. And he became a real Muslim after hearing about this verse and after hearing the content of this verse. Because this verse talks about the principle of justice, about the principle of ihsan, or doing good to others, and about the principle of paying or giving something to relatives. Therefore, this verse is a very important verse. It said that Usman ibn Mas'ud talked with some famous people about this verse. He talked to Abu Talib, and he also talked to Mughira about this verse. But all of them said that the content of this verse is very significant, very sublime, and it shows that the Prophet of Islam brings about a teaching, and his teaching is based on morality, and he tries to introduce moral values in his community. So this is what the commentators all say about the cause of the revelation. But anyway, this verse, what is very much important in regard with this verse is that it talks about the principle of justice, and it shows to us how important it is to adhere to the principle of justice and not to neglect it. Neglecting this principle is not acceptable by any way. There is another verse in the Holy Quran that is also equally important, and we have recited this verse before also. It also talks about the principle of justice. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تُؤَدُّوا الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا وَإِذَا حَكَمْتُمْ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ أَن تَحْكُمُوا بِالْعَدْلِ. Allah enjoins, or Allah orders you to deliver the trust back to their owners. وَإِذَا حَكَمْتُمْ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ أَن تَحْكُمُوا بِالْعَدْلِ. And whenever you judge among people, judge on the basis of justice. You see, here the verse is very much clear and very much plain about the importance of justice. Whenever you issue a judgment, whenever you judge among two quarreling persons, try to keep in mind the principle of justice. Do not indiscriminate, and do not issue any judgment on the basis of discrimination, and be always fair while passing any judgment with regard to any issue. إِنَّ اللَّهَ نِعِمَّا يَعِذُكُمْ بِهِ. So the advices that Allah gives are very much excellent. It is, of course, as I mentioned before, it shows that the Holy Quran is very much emphatic about the principle of justice. And that is why it says that it is the best advice. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ سَمِيعًا بَسِيرًا. God is hearing and knowing. Anyway, so this verse is also about the principle of justice, and it also speaks about the significance of this principle. I elaborated on the content of this verse before. As I mentioned before, this verse talks about two principles. The first principle is the principle of trust, and the second principle is the principle of justice. In our previous sessions, I talked in detail about the principle of trust, and I told you that it is one of our duties as Muslims to deliver the trust back to their owners. And I gave you many traditions and many verses in this connection. And I also reported and quoted a story from the life of the Holy Prophet, saying that the Holy Prophet was very much honest and was very much trustworthy. When he conquered Mecca, he was very much mindful of his duties. He took the key from one of the Meccans who were living there, and then he went to Mecca and cleaned the house of Allah from idols, and afterwards he gave back the key to the owner of the key, and reciting these words. And it shows that we must be very much mindful about trust, no matter whether the one with whom we are dealing is a Muslim or a non-Muslim. Another principle this verse is talking about is the principle of justice. The principle of justice is also equally important. And I also mentioned a story before about this part of the verse. It is said that once somebody came to Imam Hassan asking him to judge about something. It was apparently a calligraphy was there, and two people were there. They came to Imam Hassan and asked Imam Hassan to judge between them and to say whose calligraphy is better. But before Imam Hassan issued any judgment, it was Imam Ali who made a remark. He said, addressing his son, that, "Oh my son, don't take it easily. It is a very serious matter to pass judgment with regard with any issue. Whenever you pass a judgment in regard with any issue, try to be impartial, try to be honest, and try to be fair, and try to keep in mind all the necessary standards, and then pass the judgment. If you actually observe all these rules and regulations, then you will be qualified to judge. Otherwise, if you do not judge, it will be better for you." And that is why if you refer to Islamic sources, you will find numerous traditions about the principle of justice and about passing judgment. All the traditions emphasize on the fact that whenever you pass a judgment, you should take into account the principle of justice. Is not based on the principle of judgment, your judgment will be of no value, and it will only attract the wrath of God. And you will be punished by God on the day of judgment. But if you observe the principle of justice, and if you keep in your mind this important principle, of course, you will be rewarded by God, and your reward will be very much precious. Thank you. That is all for this session. Inshallah, in our next session, we will further talk about the importance of this vital principle in Islamic ethics. Thank you.